you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight, a podcast designed to give your family tips and valuable insights into the admission process. I am Sharon Jarbo, Director of Admission here at the Pennington School, and I'm sitting with two of my colleagues, Billy from the Admission Office, and also none other than our headmaster, Dr. Bill Hawkey. Hey, guys.
Good morning, Sharon.
Morning.
I'm happy to be here, and let's just jump right in and talk about five of the reasons why families are looking at independent schools, and in no particular order. Something that comes to my mind is this idea that teachers will really get to know your child. And not just by name, but they'll get to know their strengths and weaknesses. And that is so critical in terms of working with children at this stage of the game in their educational careers.
Definitely. And I think that that is more easily achieved when you have a small student-to-teacher ratio. Certainly smaller than most public schools, but for example, at Pennington, it's a 6-to-1 student-to-teacher ratio. Mm-hmm. So when that's the case, teachers are definitely going to get to know you. They're going to be seeing a lot of you, learning about you, seeing you on the playing fields, in the studios. Our teachers are more than just teachers of a specific discipline, but they are involved in the lives of our students mm-hmm. after 3 p.m.
And they're content experts, right? So, these are teachers with advanced degrees, and I think independent schools boast this idea that, up to 70-75% of their faculty have advanced degrees in a specific area. And that really serves the students well.
I think it ignites passion in a different way. I just want to say that 75% of our enrolled families who were surveyed mentioned the teachers as the number one reason why they chose independent school in general and Pennington specifically in our case.
Another big reason, number two, I would say, is the big school opportunities in a small school environment. And, I think of all the different possibilities that kids can get involved in places like this, where they're not lost in a huge crowd. There's, smaller classes. A freshman class might be up to, 90 students, 100 students, or something like that. And the opportunities are endless.
I'm a believer that when you have the support of the faculty and the student body, that you're much more likely to take risks and step outside of your comfort zone. So that's why we see students who come in as a self-identified athlete or an artist, but here they get that urge to try something new and they do it. And then they find out that they have a new passion in something else.
Happens all the time.
Definitely.
Another big area, I would say number three, is the development of the whole child. And, I think independent schools in general are concerned about the whole person as they come into their schools. And, we're thinking about not just the academic skills that we're developing, but looking at moral, ethical, and responsible citizenship and how we can do a better job of creating those types of individuals.
And in those smaller classrooms, we're teaching in a style where the student is at the center. It's conversation-based. Mm-hmm. And the results of that are that students learn to be better communicators, more confident communicators. Mm-hmm. They learn how to collaborate with their peers simply because they have to in those classes. Mm-hmm. And the evidence shows that that leads to success, not just in high school, but in college and in careers beyond. So that's exciting to families.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And I think, in a place like Pennington, we have a weekly chapel service, with our chaplain. And, that's an opportunity for the community to come together, to hear from different individuals, even from students and faculty at the chapel. And it's a reflective time in the week. And I think that speaks, to that need for us to look at kind of the spiritual, moral, ethical mm-hmm. dimensions of those kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. What's number four?
Number four, I would say, greater attention to the college placement process. Things that I hear often from parents is that in the public school systems, their child is one of 100 or a couple of 100 that a college guidance officer is their caseload for the year. That doesn't happen at independent schools. You know, maybe you get a 30-to-1 or maybe a 40-to-1 ratio, and that really does serve the students very well.
Even less. I mean, at Pennington, we have 4 college guidance counselors for a senior class of roughly 100
students.
About 100,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I think of that college placement, that sort of end game at the end, after graduation, I also think of what's called the network.
Yeah.
And the way that families who are part of our independent school community, how they stick together and how they help each other's children land internships in high school and college and beyond, and even secure interviews
right.
for jobs in their chosen professions.
And that network is for life.
Yep.
You know,
it's
and that makes a big difference.
Yep.
Let's go on to number 5. I would say that, there's an emphasis in independent schools for us to help students think globally, you know, and not just, you know, kind of in this small little microcosm, but really to, you know, think outside of the boundaries of their own, you know, country.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens because we have many different nationalities on our campuses, you know. Place like Pennington has over 30 different countries represented here, and you think about, you know, this is like a mini UN.
It is. Well, when you're in a class, it probably is just like that.
Yeah.
Students from 5 different continents, and you're talking about, you know, one perspective or one character, but the interpretations or the perspectives based on a student's culture or life experiences are going to be vastly different. So that's, I think, really special for our young students to get that exposure to such a diverse student body, and that's only going to prepare them well for life in the workplace.
Absolutely. And independent schools are now creating different programs. And so we have a program here, a Global Studies Certificate program, an Applied Science Certificate program, which allows students to really, you know, get much more involved and in-depth into some areas that they might be interested in.
Definitely. So I think those are 5 compelling reasons to consider independent schools. To summarize, it's the teachers, the opportunities, the development of the whole child, college placement, and the network beyond, and then the ability to think globally. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on Admission Insight.
Thank you.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take.